nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions, and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Welcome to Nationwide program on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. And today we are having the discussion. Also, is continued discussion on the number of states. And today we are having the chairman of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, Mr. Akoj Ajang Yanom. Welcome, Akoj, on Radio Miraya's Nationwide program.
Thank you for having me.
Today we have a new development, that is mediator, who is the South African Deputy President, David Mbuza, has proposed an arbitration mechanism. That is, the issue of the states in South Sudan will be subjected to arbitration, and that arbitration will be running, proposed to be running for 90 days, and from the time the parties agreed, of course. And we heard that the government has accepted the arbitration mechanism. The position of other parties to the agreement is not clear. And that means we are going to look into other possibilities this time. So let us have your initial reaction to this development that has just been proposed today.
Well, thank you for having me. First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to wish Happy New Year to all the listeners, the people of South Sudan. And I want to assure our people that this year is going to be a year of peace, because we are determined to work together as the people of South Sudan to bring peace and stability to our nation. As regard to your question, I'm sure the agreement is clear about the number of states and the boundaries. It is very clear in that agreement that the IBC is supposed to handle the issue of number of state, and of course they are given 90 days as per the agreement. We are all aware that they met, and the membership of the IBC, they met and they could not agree on the number of state and the boundaries. As you may recall, that the voting occurred, and seven members, South Sudanese members, voted for 10 states, and of course three voted for 32 states, and non-South Sudanese members from C5 do not have a right to vote. We read the IBC report. As per the agreement, if eight members were to vote for 10 states or 32 or any number, then that was going to be followed or agreed by all the parties. Nevertheless, the agreement is clear. If the parties fail not to agree, if there are no consensus on regard to the number of states and the boundaries, the resolution, I mean, the solution is very clear. It is a referendum. And I'm sure this is the word each politician in this country do not want to hear. Not only the politician in this country, not even the parties, even our regions and its nine community, they are afraid of referendum. And sometimes he questions the ability of all these parties and leaders. Why are they avoiding democracy? It is a right of the people of South Sudan to determine the number of states that they want, whether they want two states or 10 or 21 or 32. It is a right of the people, and it is in the agreement. Of course, as a member of stakeholders in the peace agreement, as somebody who has signed the agreement as a witness, we have been waiting since yesterday to meet in Farm Africa so that the parties can present their official position on regard to the number of state and the boundaries. I just left the Farm Africa a few minutes ago, and there was no presentation. Of course, the deputy president was waiting yesterday to meet the president and the Toriak, and they can discuss the issue. Actually, outstanding issues is not only
number
of states and the boundaries. There are so many issues, of course, but the only issue that is in hand now that everybody want to hear is about the number of states, because people are concerned about the other state. And what I want to say is this: to our people and to leadership of this nation, whether in the government or the opposition, we need to see all of you coming together, working for peace, working for the well-being of this nation and the people of South Sudan. And I want you to revisit the agreement. The agreement is clear that the parties should come together. If there's consensus, we go for the number of states that are agreed. Should they fail, the only solution is referendum. And I don't know why people are afraid of referendum.
Yeah.
Issue of court and all this, I don't think it will settle. This is a political issue. This is a political issue that has to be addressed by the people of South Sudan, that has to be addressed by the parties who have signed the agreement themselves. And they are all here in Juba.
Yeah. Now, you brought up two issues, Kwoja Jang. You brought up the issue of referendum. The referendum has been bypassed by events, and it's even something that beyond our discussion now, because the reasons for rejecting or refusing the referendum, I think it was something that was proposed, but I think all the signatories were not really clear of the consequences or the potentialities of having a referendum. It's something that was taken like we are in a Western country or something like that, knowing the dynamics that are in South Sudan. And then it seems everybody has agreed that referendum might not work in this issue, on this issue. Now, it has been bypassed, and even the mechanism that was set, the IBC, could not work. Now people are going for arbitration. Now, you said arbitration, your comment is that arbitration might not also work. It's not viable for you because this is a political issue. It shouldn't be settled by arbitration. If you don't have a referendum, if you don't have an arbitration, what is it? What can we have?
What we can have is very simple. The politicians, the leaders on both aisles, the government and oppositions, must put the interests of the people and the country first by coming on the table and look at the suffering of our people. And I want to remind you and the listeners that this agreement is very clear on the number of states and the procedures.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in fact, because of this number of states which was not determined or agreed upon, the formation of government of national unity has to be extended twice. And people are worried now whether it's going to be the same. So it's very simple. Very simple. You form committees from all the political parties who have signed the agreement, or the movement, because there are some movement who are not qualified to be political party. Form the committees, a working committee from all parties to the agreement, plus stakeholders. And then that committee should actually continue to work on the number of states and the boundaries while you form the government on time. This time it is Artigono that should look into the results or recommendations of these committees. And of course, if you are not certified or compatible with a committee from all these parties, then you can extend it to the permanent constitution. Of course, if we were to have a permanent constitution at the end of this transitional period, of course, the state of South Sudan will be determined by how many counties, how many states, and the capital, what is the capital, and all this.
This is where I want to come in. It seems now an issue that is supposed and was supposed to be an issue of state building, an issue of nation building, has turned to be an issue of conflict and conflict of interest even, because it seems and it's clear that the parties who are opposing, I mean, proposing this or that, they have a vested interest in what they want. What is not clear is that what is the principle and the objectivity that everybody can agree on to determine the number of states. Everyone has its own principle, their own principle. They have their own objectives. And this is where people are not meeting. Then when they come up with a proposal, because they are starting from different points of views. Yeah. So don't you think that unless the points of views meet on what is supposed to be a state and where and how and the mechanism, then we can agree. But as long as there is no agreement on the principles and all the mechanisms, there is not going to be any agreement between the parties, because everybody thinks I have a strong will, then the only option is from a third party to come in.
Well, that's great, and those views are very great. However, they can smoothly apply or enforce, or rather realize in a democratic society. But I don't think here in South Sudan, where people believe in guns and bullet and not ballot box, it is true that the parties themselves, they are politicizing the issue of number of state simply because nobody want to lose, whether the government or opposition, forgetting that any compromise, it is the people of South Sudan who will benefit from any compromise. And the people of South Sudan will never be loser at the stage of agreement, if they agree and implement the agreement in letter and spirit, then the beneficiary are the people of South Sudan. Mm. Should the continued conflict, of course, the suffering will be the people of South Sudan who are going to suffer indeed. Let me bring to your attention. During CPA, you were here. We were not young.
Yeah.
Of course, when SPLM-SPLA signed agreement with the government of the Republic of Sudan, when they left the Sudan in 1983, we had only three regions in southern Sudan by then.
Yeah.
When the SPLM-SPLA, led by Dr. John Garang, signed the agreement, Khartoum established 10 states in southern Sudan region. And of course, the movement has to go ahead with those 10 states. I thought there's nothing special about this agreement. I thought, from my perspective of view, from other people also, and my colleagues, if the opposition were to say, okay, nothing wrong with 32 states, let's just accept 32 states, we divide the state according to the ratio of the agreement, that would have been easy. But of course, they did not. Simply because the leader of the IO came up with 21 states when they were not in the government. Government, on the other hand, from 10 states, they increased the state to 28 states, and later on to 32 states. So now it became a political war. And who is going to win? The people of South Sudan. Should Salva Kiir now go back less than 10 states, then...
Less than 32 states.
Mm. Then the public will think that the opposition is the one winning. Should the opposition not go, get less than 32 states also, will be seen the same thing. Remember, also, there's a point here. During all this negotiation, you remember President Kiir saying it's not for two armies. Later on, he accepted two armies. He said he didn't want a regional protection force, even a single armed soldier. Later on, he accepted. He said he didn't want five vice presidents. Later on, President Kiir accepted it. He didn't want a lot of things, but later on, he accepted. So opposition, on the other hand, they know the mind of a president. They know his style. They know how they can maneuver. So there's hope from opposition that the president will
they just want to press harder.
Yeah.
Like pressing harder.
There's a hope from opposition that the president, at the end of the day, will accept that he will reduce from 32 states to less. On the other hand, the government also, they are pushing harder and saying this is a demand of the people. And they believe that if the people are calling for 32 instead and more, and therefore the opposition will give in. So that's this game coming on. Now, what is the way forward? As an activist, my call to the people of South Sudan is that let us come support the agreement. It is very clear in the agreement. The parties have to vote, whether for 10 states or 32 states. Should 8 members of South Sudanese who are members in IBC vote for 10 or 32, then that was going to be the ruling.
Mm.
But we know that they have failed. Now what is needed is a political decision. And I am not going to make a political decision. And that's what we're expecting the political parties to represent that political decision on the matter.
Mm.
And I don't want to talk about it before they have not, actually they have not presented any position as we speak.
Yeah.
Until they present that position, that's where I can actually make comment about it.
Yeah, as we have, as the South African Deputy President, David Mabuza, has already proposed an arbitration, which is immediately accepted by the government. We are yet to see how this mechanism, what are the details of this mechanism or of arbitration can work. That means we'll have to wait for the IGAD, Council of Ministers, IGAD, Head of State, and then they will see what is to be done with that. In the meantime, we are not clear what is going to happen. If you have just joined us, this is me, Gabriel Shadar, with a nationwide program on Radio Miriam. And with me in the studio is the chairman of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, Mr. Akoch Ajang Yanom. And we are talking here on the continued discussion on the number of states. And we just raised the issue of the arbitration. So if you want to join us, I have two numbers which are also accessible, which is 091206-2950 and also 091206-2079. The same numbers also starting with an MTN number, which is 092190-2950 and also 092190-2079. And the SMS line is 09-29-69-3205, and I'll be taking your calls both in English and Arabic, and also your SMS both in English and Arabic. And with me in the studio is the chairman of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation, your preferred station, the voice of peace.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions, and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
And I will start picking the calls now, and some people have already sent their SMS. Hello, Nationwide.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Gentlemen.
Good evening. Who is calling and from where?
This is Wilson Mayer calling from the University of Juba.
Welcome, Wilson. Long time. Yes.
Long time, yeah. Mm. Thank you very much. I would want to welcome my brother in the studio. On the discussion on the number of states and their boundaries. By the way, the gentleman was talking about, he brought the issue of referendum.
Mm.
And very well, I thought that he came from America yesterday. He does not know the people of South Sudan, they are not in the country.
Mm.
South Sudanese are in refugees camp,
mm-hmm.
IDPs camp. Why do you talk about referendum? Will they not be fat and partial of the referendum you are talking about as an individual in this country?
Mm-hmm.
So this is my question.
Okay.
Or do you think that, have you done census to find out exactly that people of South Sudan are here in the country?
Mm-hmm.
This is my question.
Okay.
Another question is the issue of number and boundary of the state.
Mm.
When the states were created, you remember, we were not consulted. South Sudanese were not consulted wherever they are.
Mm.
And currently, in all of our 32 states, those who used to go on the peaceful demonstration, are the people who are motivated by the governors of particular states. Even if we go for a referendum, you are talking about in the studio there, if we go for a referendum and South Sudanese are here in their country, they will not vote. They will not vote for 32 states, because what is the state? What does it mean? State is delivering of services. State is development. Now some governors, as I speak, some governors of Barel Ghazal state, Barel Ghazal region, I mean, they sit under the trees. Is it not a shame? Is it not an abuse to the leadership of the country? So I myself, as a concerned citizen of this country, I am for 10 states. This is my position. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Wilson Mayor. We had from Wilson two positions that referendum might not work because many people are out of the country, and also the process of referendum might be manipulated by people in power. Hello?
Hello, Gabriel Joseph Kadar.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, you are talking to Garang Mulongden from Phantom.
Welcome, Garang.
Yeah, so my question is this. So I don't know from opposition who had been killed by the state actually. Because the creation of the state, it doesn't affect anybody here. It doesn't affect anybody, according to my opinion, according to my observation. So why do they put the issue of the state to be this one? To be the main negotiation always. Where everybody used to talk of the state and body and what, and the state doesn't kill anybody. since the state were 10, nobody died because they were limit of the state.
Of
and now, so nobody died because of the more state.
Okay.
So why do they keep on talking about this?
Okay, good question there, Garang. Thank you. Thank you. It's a good question there, a rhetorical question that nobody died because of number of states when they were 10, and nobody died also because of number of states when they are 32. So what is what is the discussion, or why the discussion, all that? Hello? Yes, welcome. Mabour Alad, welcome.
Thank you very much for recognizing my voice.
Welcome, go ahead.
Actually, I recognize the presence of the concerned guests in the studio. You might have heard the voices and the views of the citizens in the Republic of South Sudan. In fact, when the creation of 28th state was taking place, nobody went to the president and said, we particular community, we need a state. Actually, it was the decision of the president. So the issue of the state is not a problem. And a state can come by itself when the country is destabilized. And if there are the provision of the services to the community. So in fact, if there is a peace, a state can come by themselves. So the issue of the state cannot be connected with the peace going on in the country. So what we need with the citizens of the Republic of South Sudan, we need peace, and the state will be after that. So this is my little contribution. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mabour Alad. Thank you. Hello?
Gabriel Joseph Chedar, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. Who is calling?
Thank you very much. This is David Ding calling from Jibaldinka.
David, welcome.
Yeah, you know, Gabriel, the issue of the state become contentious issues in South Sudan. And we know very well that it is also whereby somebody making a small thing to become complex. If you make a small thing to be complicated, you will complicate the situation. Less than that, people will even disorganize their process. What I'm saying is that the issue of the state is a simple, because people must have to go for referendum. When I talk of referendum is that we have to make sure that people must go to the state and have. Then people also vote for that. The reason is that is to make sure that we pave the way for democracy. The other one is, hello?
Yes, I'm getting you.
Yeah. The other one is that we should not just make a process of which we said now if the states are not going to be approved, or the number of states is supposed to be 10. So what can we do now? And I'm saying this because what I know so far about this 32 states is not a problem. If you go to
to the state now, you find that in the state people are dividing into sub-counties, and sub-counties there are sub-chiefs. So now, whom should you complicated or complicated the position somebody held in the, at the county level? Like, for example, the chiefs,
mm-hmm.
they have already division at the respective counties now.
Mm-hmm.
So should you go and tell the chief that today you are not going to be a chief? Whose problem is that thing going to be? Unless people must go to,
mm-hmm.
to talk to the public, and that the public opinion is to be considered.
Okay.
This is what I want to, this is what I want to say concerning about the issue of the state.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Let me take the last caller here, and then I go to the SMS. Hello? Hello. Yes, welcome.
Tamam. As you might have heard from so many callers.
Yes, yes,
Agil. Yes, he's Agil Mabog, yes.
Yeah, we are actually talking about the option for arbitration. Nobody has spoken about the option for arbitration.
And this is what I'm trying to talk about, mm-hmm. Gabriel Jesse Cheddar. Are you getting me?
Yeah, I'm getting you.
Yes. The issue, the state, was not the cause of this conflict in the Republic of South Sudan, if people are telling the truth. The conflict was power greedy. The greedy for positions. You know, South Sudanese lacks position. They lack leadership than the back. Now, in reality, if the states are reduced to 10 states, it will cause a conflict. It will cause a lot of problem, because the cause of the conflict in this country, and not only Riek Machar, who is the power, everyone, even those other states too, which has been created, they are told now to be amalgamated with other states, the previous 10 states. You see how this will cause a lot of problem in the country. So I'm suggesting, if this could be of the citizens and people come and form the government, I ask the rebel leader Riek Machar compromise and allow, and give him the chance to, you see, the government of national unity is formed.
Okay.
After some time, people should also sit and you see, and review the number of states when the government has been formed and these returns.
Okay.
This is what I'm trying to put forward.
Thank you, Agil. Let me take some SMS here. This is a Yakchol Yod from Kwach, or south of Gogreal State. It says, message to our leaders is that let them bring peace in our country. Our trust, we need peace to both parties to agree. One thing is always forwarding the issue. Why is always forwarding the issue of number of states? Another SMS says, referendum is not applicable because it needs budget, and who are to vote since the people are in the refugee camps? That is Dixon from Bentiu. Dor Thon from Malakali says, Anna Maitnero Telatin Zaid Abiyai wa Shukran. Lawrence Ladu from Monarchy says the issue of state really needs a referendum. Otherwise, our resources would be wasted when we continue negotiating without resolution. And here also another one is saying, were civil society organizations consulted during the creation of states? Is it legal to consult civil society organizations in the nation building? Please let the guests answer my questions. This is Deng in Awil. And Lajur Diu, guy from Bentiu, POC, says, thanks to my guests in the studio. The question is it like this? What is your expectation to this agreement? Because you know that our parties have no spirit for forgiveness. And Nyikai Nyako Atak Ngor from Nyamlel says, what is the connection between peace and state? Why don't you leave the issue of state to be after the peace? And also, another one is saying, why is the issue of states the problem between Salva Kiir and Dr. Riek, since South Sudan have more than 50 political parties, or do they have no right to take part? And if they have right to take part, what was their point of view? This is from Mayan Luol Dut Ngor from Per West in Awil. And also, this is from Barnaba Port in Kwajok. It says, no trust, no agreement. The issue of the number of estates is not the issue of people to waste time on. Let those who seek the reduction of the estates get the public opinion. And Ustaz Mark Bangmayeb from Wau, he says, with reservation, we have experienced this long-awaited peace agreement. There have been controversies based on personal interests. My question is, what would be your take? Another reason behind the issue of estate. If citizens directly, entirely objected to the decision and react to other issues. And also this Wilfried Kjol, he says, the issue of number estate is not the case, you know. You people, what you are doing, both government opposition leader, you just prolong the suffering of the life of the people. And this is the last, because the list is so long. Alphonse Yiviso from Wau says, how is the burden of 10 estates to these leaders? Our voice as the South Sudanese citizens are, we need 10 estates. This is a political game. We are suffering. Let me get the reactions from a coach before I go to another round of calls.
Well, thank you very much. Let me start with Wilson Mayor. You talk about a lot of things. He said people are not in the country, and you are talking about a referendum, and who is going? You speak like you are coming from the U.S. My brother, I did not write the agreement. This is the agreement that has been signed by the parties. The parties are the government of the Republic of South Sudan, SPLM, AIO, SAWA, OPP are the political parties, former detainees, and we have just signed as witness the stakeholders. Mm-hmm. So I did not negotiate the agreement, nor did I brought the issue of the referendum to the agreement. Mm-hmm. If you were to read carefully the agreement, I hope that the citizen need to be well informed about the agreement also, yeah, and deserve your mistake. But my brother, it is written in the agreement.
His point is just that there is the atmosphere. It's not conducive.
It's not me.
Yeah,
this is what I want to make to make it clear. Mm. When you talk about the democratic process, voting, when you talk about voting issues, even election, you don't have to bring everybody who have trouble out of the country to bring them back in order to vote. No, only people who are present in the Republic of South Sudan can vote on those issues, unless if you are doing the national election. That's where people abroad can vote, especially during national election. This is about the referendum. Of course, I don't want to go back about whether we were consulted or not, because it is clear when 10 states were created by al-Bashir, and when SPLM came in, they headed the 10 state. Mm. Now 32 states are created by Salva Kiir, and opposition, they have right to question the legality of the 32 states, their right, as it came to the agreement. So the issue of 32 states is a political issue that can be addressed by the politician from both islands. Arbitrations, of course, is the topic now. Mm. For me, it will prolong the suffering of the people. We have seen in Abia, it took a lot of time for the court to establish the ruling.
Yeah.
Now, if we were to put this in arbitrations, it could even take more than 2 years. And the lifetime of the agreement is less than 3 years. So what we need is a political decision, not even tomorrow. That's what we should demand from the politicians, from the leaders of the government and opposition, by coming and together and actually feel the suffering of the people of the Republic of South Sudan, and bring forward the solution to the issue of the number of states and the boundaries. So arbitration is going to prolong the suffering of the people of South Sudan. Yes, it is true that some governors in Bahr Ghazal, he said they are sitting under trees, but not longer. That was in 2016. I'm sure now all the governors, whether in Bahr Ghazal or another state, they have their offices. Because those state capitals, they were capital state of, I mean, they were capital of the, their counties before.
Yeah, yeah.
They were commissioners in that places. So we should be realistic. There's no governor who is under tree now, because each county by then, they do have an office. The commissioner has an office. Fayyam do have office. Mm. So, of course, the services are not there.
Some are even, they say they are comfortable with that, just having the name.
Of course, of course. So what I want to say is this. People, of course, they have their offices, but what they need it is services delivery. And as long as there's war, you cannot deliver service. And therefore, we need fees as a priority. That's what I can say. Okay. Ogarang, who has been killed by number of state, and he believe nobody died because of creation of the state. That's his view. Nevertheless, what I want to say is this. I want Garang also to speak to the politician, members of parliament in your state, members of parliament here in the nationals. Talk to them, let them influence the leaders. Talk also to the opposition, because after all these opposition are our brothers and sisters. Let them make a compromise and have a clear position on number of state and the boundaries. And I'm sure by tomorrow we'll have a clue about what we are going to do on the number of state and the boundaries. Mubir Alat, I appreciate your contribution. And of course, you said nobody asked for a state. So, but I don't think that's true, because if you may recall, Pibor area was created before 28 state. Honorable Yao Yao called for their administrative area, and they were given that area before the 28 state or 32 state. Mm. So there have been people calling for the state, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But is it legal? Is it politically accepted? Were we consulted? That's a different question.
Yeah.
But of course, there was a demand from the people. Mm. David Deng. Okay. Of course, we should not make the issue of 32 state to be a big problem, and what can we do? I'm sure by appealing to the political leaders who are running, who are actually decision makers in this issue, I believe by making pressure the people of South Sudan, you will get an answer by tomorrow. And my advice to you, you make pressure to the leaders who are in opposition and the government, sit together, bring the solution. Let us have the government of national unity form on time. That will be the only solution. We have Agel.
Yeah, Agel Mabok.
Agel
yeah.
Mabok.
Mm.
Yes, he said also the issue of state did not issue of terror state did not cause the conflict and all this, and he believed if we go back to ten state now, people will
it'll be more complicated.
It will be more conflict, because people are looking for position, and South Sudanese. He believed the reason why people are fighting, it is a political issue. It is people want power. It's not ten state, and now if you were to go to ten state now, there would be more chaos. Jack Chol, okay. Yes, I agree with Jack Chol. We want peace in our country, and he want a way forward. Of course, people think that the referendum will not be applicable, because simply you need resources, you need time, you need civic education, and a lot of things. But of course, this is a legal document. It has been signed by the parties, and therefore we have to remind them that this is what you have signed, actually. I'm sure brothers who have called from Abia, that they are for the two state plus Abia, this is their opinion, and of course, this is a demand of the people, mm-hmm. and I respect his view. Where civil society consulted when the state were created, of course, the mechanisms of actually establishing or creating more state is a constitutional issue. It's not about civil society or a political party. Mm-hmm. And I think that body was the parliament. And I'm sure the parliament were consulted because it has to be ratified. I mean, it has to be incorporated into into a constitution. And that process were conducted, and the parliament actually amended the constitution. As a result, the current 32 states are legally accepted by the constitution of the Republic of South Sudan. And of course, civil society were not consulted, but the parliament, the representative of the people who were elected by the people, were consulted, and the constitution was amended. This is about whether we were asked.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What will be the way forward? What will be your take on this issue?
Mm-hmm.
I want to skip the others.
Yeah.
My take is very simple.
We are left with 3 minutes.
My take is very simple.
Yeah.
My take is that we need compromise. We need the leaders to sit down and make sure that this issue of third to state or tenant state is addressed by tomorrow meeting, and make sure that we form the government on time.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this will be good for the people of South Sudan.
Yeah. Let me see some few. What is left now? My last question for you is: what is your option as civil society and as observers if we don't have any breakthrough in these 3 days?
Well, of course, if these leaders, if they have South Sudan in their heart, if they believe in the Republic of South Sudan, then they will sit down and make compromise and way forward, address the issue of the state and the boundaries, address the location of ministerial force position to all parties. And also, I want to remind the leaders, I hope some of will listen to my voice, that if you cannot make it this time, then you are destroying the Republic of South Sudan. You cannot prolong the suffering of the people. I want to remind you, the leaders of South Sudan, that you have extended the free transition period on May 12th. That was the first extension. The second extension was on November 12th. And now, by next month, we are supposed to have a government of national unity. Should you fail, then you have demonstrated to the people of South Sudan that you are not going to work together, that you are not going to deliver, that you are not working for peace. So our hope is only one, that you come together as leaders of South Sudan, implement this agreement, form the government of national unity, address any outstanding issues during the
interim period. Yes, thank you very much, chairperson of the South Sudan Civil Society Alliance, Mr. Akoja Jangyanom, for being on Nationwide program. And that's all from me, Gabriel Shadar. Thanks for listening, and we hope to meet again.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.